The Mystic River and the Charles River are cousins. Both flow eastward into Boston, meeting at the Haba. The films Mystic River and the town are also related. To clarify, the title of Ben Affleck's new film refers to a place near downtown Boston known as Charlestown, which takes its name from the Charles River. Showing his talent once again, Ben Affleck directs and stars in the town. He, along with Peter Craig and Aaron Stockard, wrote the screenplay. It's taken from a 2004 book by Chuck Hogan titled Prince of Thieves. What's new or different about the town? Well, it's probably as unmoving as the title, except for the manner the actors do their parts and the story is written. If you don't ask yourself questions about how it so easily accommodates to your need for entertainment. A problem I have seeing heist films is finding something to get next to with hardened criminals who, in moments when they're not taking things that aren't theirs or shooting cops to get away, show their hearts and reveal the humanity they usually mask or can't sense in themselves. Affleck is Greg, a clever, dark-minded blue-collar thief. Jeremy Renner, who had the lead in The Hurt Locker, is good again here as Greg's longtime bud in crime, James. Male bonding and redemption are always a part of Bostonian crime films, as are Irish culture and family with Catholicism and the conflation of what might be called the thug-cop syndrome. Greg and James are hooked up with Fergie, a nefarious flower shop owner, played by the craggy Pete Postlethwaite. Fergie sets up bank and armored car hits, too. The film opens with a bank hit that requires taking an assistant manager hostage for a short time to ensure the getaway. The manager is Claire, played by Rebecca Hall. She's terrific in an almost perfect reading of Claire, with her not necessarily beautiful but strikingly attractive and generous face. Believe it or not, a few days after the robbery, Greg picks up on Claire once more as the gang fears she might finger them despite the masks they wore, pulling off the job. You'll never guess that Greg and Claire hit it off, and a relationship blossoms, although James pushes for Claire's elimination, empowering Greg initially to stalk her. Instead of killing Claire, Greg falls for her, and in an abundant display of naivete, she for him. I never met a bank manager with her guard down as much as Claire. Two other characters show up for excellent turns in the town. First, there's Greg's old lady, who's also James' sister. Krista ain't old, and she ain't a lady. But guys won't be able to take their eyes off her in any of her scenes. Blake Lively is the actor who inhabits Krista. Seen in the spy caper Breach, Chris Cooper, whom too long it's been since I've seen, plays Greg's old man. Stephen's in the joint and takes a phone meeting with his son, looking at him through a thick plate of glass. It's mostly about complicated family history that, like Mystic River, finally comes out in the wash. Cooper gives his best Bostonian accent without a trace of Kansas City dialect he more often employs. Stephen's character has all the tenderness of an iguana and seems not at all disconcerted that his wife left the family when Greg was a tot. Do you sense a factor of sympathy being brought to Greg's defense as he is, after all, a criminal? It's been done before, and it's done well in this town. Doing well as well is John Hamm, that Mad Men dude who's been stirring up so much action on AMC cable. A good job John does as the undaunted FBI guy out to bring them all in, one way or the other. Oh, the great car chases the G-Men and BPD mount trying to nab Greg, James, and the boys. Took me back to the hills and vales of those Steve McQueen days chasing bad guys in San Francisco. But Bullitt, unlike town, has no big heist at Fenway when the Red Sox are at home. And going at even one more, the elephant in the room of this caper film is Boston, the great city of the New England Northeast. You get to see lots of it. The movie might motivate you to visit. The 300-pound gorilla to be considered, though, is Boston's lore of crime, punishment, cops, and robbers that turn out so many great stories, like the one I referred to earlier, Mystic River. The town is a good film, but has a way to go to meet up with Mystic River, like the Mystic and Charles Rivers meet up in Boston Haba. Mystic River being from a novel by Dennis Lehane, by the way. I'm hoping another great story, one also by Lehane and called The Given Day, will soon be made into another strong film about Boston, and also, in this case, a place I used to live, Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's a different tale of two cities. Check out all my reviews at TulsaTVMemories.com or under reviews at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.